On today's show, Tesla's stocks and bonds are falling fast. Daimler and BMW announce a completely unexpected partnership. And Cadillac says Corvette can't have its new V8. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, after a slew of bad news, Tesla is taking it on the chin. The stock plunged $100 a share over the last month and is down to $257 a share. Tesla's bonds have dropped to 86 cents on the dollar, meaning every dollar that was invested is now only worth 86 cents. Bloomberg reports Tesla is burning through $6,500 in cash every minute. And here's our Autoline insight. This could be the moment that short sellers have been waiting for. Tesla could be teetering on the edge of a financial disaster. It will update production numbers for the Model 3 next week. And if investors are disappointed in those numbers, all hell could break loose. And in a stunning move, Daimler and BMW announced they will combine their ride-sharing services into one company. Daimler has Car2Go and BMW has DriveNow, and putting the two together will give the German automakers the kind of critical mass that could provide significant synergies. And clearly, they are worried about the head start that companies like Uber, Didi, and Ola have. The name of the new company was not announced, as the two OEMs are still negotiating how to put the deal together. But this shows how the rush to mobility services is forcing automakers to work together in ways they never would have in the recent past. And speaking of getting together, Nissan and Renault are in talks to merge into one company. Up till now, the two have operated under the umbrella of an alliance where they each own a part of the other. But an alliance is not as efficient or nimble as one corporate entity could be. Even so, negotiations could be tough. The French government owns 15% of Renault and may not be willing to give up that ownership or see it diluted if the companies merge together. And you are not going to want to miss Autoline After Hours this afternoon. Peter DiLorenzo, the auto extremist, will be on the show, and he will not be holding back with his opinions of what's going on in the auto industry. We heard he's bringing a satchel full of fragmentation grenades with him, so zip up your flak jackets and join us at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for what promises to be a great show. Coming up next, we have new products to show you from Volkswagen, Subaru, Kia, and Genesis.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Volkswagen's MQB platform has spawned everything from a small sports car to a seven-seat SUV. And now it's showing off a new pickup truck called the Tan Oak. The name comes from a tree found mainly in California and Oregon, but the name almost immediately reminded me of a special item you can get in the Super Mario Brothers video game called the Tanuki Suit. But anyway, the Tan Oak's wheelbase is 11 inches longer than the 7-seater Atlas and features what is a fairly short bed at a little over 5 feet long. VW currently has no plans to build the Tan Oak, but will gauge reactions to see if it should. So let us know what you think in the comments below. Subaru unveiled the new Forester. It gets stop-start technology and the EyeSight Driver Assist technology as standard equipment. And it's available with Driver Focus, which monitors the driver's face to detect for signs of fatigue or distraction. It goes on sale later this year. Kia also revealed the new Sedona, which gets the company's new signature front-end grille and a new look at the rear. It's powered by the same 3.3-liter V6 as before, but now gets an 8-speed automatic transmission. It's also available with more safety technology and convenience features. You know, Cadillac likes its new V8 engine so much, it told Corvette to keep away from it. And that's coming up next.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Speculation started swirling almost immediately after Cadillac introduced its all-new 550-horsepower twin-turbo V8, the that the engine would be making its way into a Corvette. But Autoblog reports Cadillac president Johan Dennison says, quote, "Just quit the speculation it's headed for Corvette. It's not." And he goes on to say he doesn't think the engine has the right kind of characteristics that Corvette would want, and only a luxury brand could recoup the development cost. We wonder if Cadillac may get a version of that long-rumored mid-engine Corvette. One way to truly distinguish the two cars would be to have two different engines. And Nissan is making sure there's no doubt in your mind that you're looking at a Nissan. The new Altima has a massive version of its V-Motion grille that looks like it will appear on its entire sedan lineup. Notice the shark fin treatment around the rear C-pillar is similar to the Maxima. Nissan calls the interior a more open, airy environment, with a 7-inch display for the driver and an 8-inch touchscreen in the center. Two engines are available, 2.5-liter 4, and the all-new variable compression turbo engine, which debuted in Infiniti's QX50. The 2019 Altima goes on sale in the U.S. this fall, followed by other global markets. Genesis took the wraps off this sleek-looking pure electric concept called the Essentia, which features a carbon fiber monocoque. The company says the vehicle is its interpretation of a two-door Gran Turismo and is meant to showcase its design and technology. And if you want more information about any of the vehicles we talked about, just look for the story links in the description box below or click the headline to the story in the transcript. But with that, we wrap up today's show. And don't forget about Autoline After Hours later this afternoon. We'll see you right back here again for this show tomorrow.